Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Mike Buzbazelli, it's always so good to see you here having a drink with me on Berg Vivant.
Oh, and we're drunk already.
I'm only on number four. I don't know about you over there. But you're here today to talk about Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Don't you love that title?
The CLO Cabaret.
And Dinettes.
Now, what's a pump boy? About $50. Walk.
No, I thought it'd be a lot more different than what I actually. I was expecting like 50s music. Doesn't it look like 50s?
Well, because you think like diners and.
Diners.
And like cars with the fins on them pulling up at the gas station. But it wasn't that. What is it?
A little bit more country.
Oh.
And like, I'm a little bit more rock
like
and roll. A little bit. There's a bluesy number that was good.
All right, if you had to rate the twang from 1 to 10.
But see, anything over 3 is a lot for me.
There's a lot of fringe?
There was fringe, I believe. Right, there's cowboy boots.
All right, okay.
And cowboy hats.
So.
And an ode to Dolly Parton.
Now that, you just sweetened the pot there, my friend.
Oh, well, okay. Then maybe you'll like the show.
Oh, but you did you?
It wasn't for me.
You have said to me before that the country western motif is not really your thing.
My ears, it does things to my ears.
No.
Not my thing. But you know what? We're lucky that we have some top-notch performers in this.
Oh yeah.
You know, Erica Strasberg, she's luminescent in this. She's just luminescent. She, I wish the material rose to her. She's just capable of so much more. And I feel like she's been pigeonholed in Pittsburgh and she doesn't get big enough parts. This is at least a big part.
Mm-hmm.
And she shines on that stage. And hopefully from this, you know, directors and producers here in Pittsburgh will see her for the star that she is.
That is quite a compliment.
She has a star quality. David Tool has a star quality. He is in this as well. He's fantastic. I wish he could do more, but the material is limited.
Well, it's sort of like a, you know, setup song.
Yeah, it was written by 6 people.
Oh.
It's sort of written by committee.
And sometimes it takes a village.
Takes a village. And some, they just sort of pander to the lowest common denominator.
To all of those that are listening to the country music station that are going to
like. Well, you know what? I know. See, it's hard for me to separate out.
Well, it's, can we agree to say that it's kind of fun fluff?
It's fun fluff, yes. Mm. Well, here's the thing.
If you like country music.
If you like country music, this is the show for you.
Mm. And Dolly Parton.
And there's an ode to Dolly Parton by a young gentleman who I've never seen on stage before, Luke Steinhauer. Skywalker.
I'm sure he's wonderful, but I do an ode to Dolly Parton in my mirror like every morning. Like, I could have been cut out for this. I don't know. Could you see it or am I way off?
Maybe. Yeah, right. But David Tool, fantastic. Erica Strasberg, fantastic. The very talented local people, which is, you know, I'll just drink more on that one. Hold on.
Yeah, you're fired up today, man.
Well, you know, I sat in there not happy for 2 hours.
Oh.
No.
Well, okay, but
it's a short show. So.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? Here's the thing. The Cabaret, the CLO Cabaret, has done so many fantastic things. 39 Steps, brilliant.
That, I believe, could be described as a hoot.
It was a hoot.
And this was more of a hoot nanny.
This is more, exactly.
Write it down.
Okay. And then, you know, Toxic Avenger. So funny.
Yeah, everybody was good in there. But the great, great talent and great music if you are.
If you're a fan of country western.
Country music.
Yeah.
What is your favorite genre of music?
I still like punk rock.
Really?
I still do.
I never would have guessed that.
I still like punk rock.
But you know what? I bet you, you go into a closet at your house and you crank Dolly Parton and you're like, yeah. No. You're a closet country lover.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I've heard
no.
things about you.
No. I liked her 9 to 5. She doesn't sing, though.
I like that song.
Well, she sings a song at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Good deal.
But yeah, she, I loved the actors in this, and I just, I wanted it to be better, but only because, like I said, Cabaret Theater, they've done so many phenomenal works, mm-hmm. and this just doesn't seem to rise as high up to the standard as their other shows, except the acting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, singing.
And singing, too, yeah.
Yeah, the singing and the dancing.
Good deal. So,
yeah, nice choreography by Keisha LaLama.
Yes. Oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah. So.
So if you've got a pair of them, scootin' boots.
Right, you just boot scoot and boogie down to the cabaret, and you're good to go.
And you'll love it more than
you know what
Mr.
they
Bazzilli
do.
Yeah,
another thing, they serve alcohol there, so that's a plus.
That's one thing we have in common with them.
And a lot of plays, you can't get alcohol at a lot of theaters.
Without this, I would never get you to come on the show.
Oh, how no.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.